Know anyone who could use a good ass chewing?
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
But what if you could get that message delivered by an authentic drill instructor who spent 33 years in the Army?
Ha ha ha!
You asked for it. For just $35, you can get a customized knife hand ass chewing for a person of your choice straight from the Popster.
I think you aren't even good enough to whiff the farts from a dog's ass!
And monthly supporters of the regiment receive a $10 discount.
I am hard, but I am fair!
Use the Cash App code on the screen to send your donation along with notes on the person whose ass needs chewing. And the Popster will handle the rest.
So, shut the fuck up!
What's going on, you labia-licking liberty lovers? Welcome to...
Ren Roast!
The two Richards in a car heading south on a nice cloudy day. I appreciate the clouds. It makes my image look nicer.
Right.
Not this image. I'm still ugly as fuck, but I'm just saying that the camera is going to look better. And we have a story that comes to us from Liberty Warrior.
Oh.
And this is going to be a very somber ride and roast, I have a feeling, just because anybody who watches this show knows that saving dudes is what we do.
Yeah.
That is our entire mission, it's our goal, and we just recently had our first female life saved.
Correct.
That we know of.
We're literally fighting the forces of darkness with comedy.
I hadn't even thought about it. How many women's lives have we saved by proxy, counting those 568 other dudes?
I don't even know, man. I mean, all of the sisters, wives, girlfriends, mothers.
Daughters,
yeah.
And that's really what this story is about. It's about living out of spite because, let's be honest, self-deletion is the single most selfish act because you don't think about the damage that it leaves behind.
Correct. Now, I've said this before on the show. I am not 100% against. The only exception is this.
Terminal illness.
Terminal illness with a very, very bad outcome, and you wrote it out as far as you can withstand.
And when it comes to the C word, we now have the quinine and the Jedi juice recipe available on redonkulous.com. So go check that out if you or anyone you know has been diagnosed with the big C word.
Correct. And the next one is, you're old, very old, you live in pain, and you're done. I get it. You want to leave your keys at the counter and go on to the next fucking meat suit.
You don't want to wait for checkout time at the hotel.
Nah, because there's always interest, and that interest is a boatload of pain.
One last continental breakfast and you're out.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, you stay in the seat, you ride that shit in.
To the scene of the crash,
baby. Yeah.
All right, I hope you're ready for this one. We might need to take a deep breath.
All right. I don't have a beer because I'm driving. Fuck it. All right, let's go.
I have a message for all the fathers out there, and especially for the men with sons thinking of self-deletion. I would like to talk a little bit about my background, if you will indulge me. I'm a near 40-year-old man, childless and single. I grew up in Louisiana with two sisters, one older, one younger. My father is dead, but my mother is still alive. Let us go back to the beginning. My mother was a thief, liar, cheater, and alcoholic. Now, completely not to the fault of half of the dudes watching, they all just got a boner.
Uh-huh.
Hold up, bro, I can fix her.
She's an electoral zombie!
I can fix her!
Come on!
Because crazy slot C is the best slot C there is, and anyone who has sampled it at some point knows that a woman like this gives some good slob knob. I'm just saying.
They'll do cheetah flips on your peg D. And it's great. Until it's not.
For the short term.
Until it's not, yeah. Until it's not, and it's...
That's why you give her a fake name. Hey, Bendy Dick Cummins Snatch, how you doing?
I'm Chief Kick-A-Bitch from Slap-A-Ho Nation.
May God rest his soul. We miss you, brother.
Yes.
My father was a rageaholic, for the lack of a better term. Your father was Razor Fist? Yeah!
Fuck you, I was right! Fuck you, I was right!
He must have got off to an early start.
Yeah, yeah.
Just came out of the womb squirting seed like an old bird feeder.
Yeah, my father had rage issues that he did not control well.
A lot of people attempt to control rage issues with alcohol, and that usually doesn't work out.
It's a magnifier. It's a rage magnifier.
Yeah, it's like cocaine. And about Bill Cosby said about cocaine, wow, it intensifies your personality. Well, yeah, but what if you're an asshole?
Yeah, it's a hell of a drug.
My mother would frequently cheat on him and squander all the money he brought home, which usually caused him to scream and yell. Sounds like a normal marriage to me.
If you can't trust your woman with your money, take it away from her.
And just think that if he had divorced this woman, she would still get half. Yippee, unless you're in a state like North Carolina that instantly penalizes anyone who has proof of, you know, the infidelity being taken place. So if you have proof that your wife is stepping out on you in a state like North Carolina, she gets automatically nothing.
Well, Kentucky, I think, changed their divorce laws.
Yeah, they're a 50-50 default now.
Yes.
And as a result, the divorce rates there have plummeted. Almost like there's a financial incentive.
Yeah, oh no.
Oh, who knew?
Yeah.
It's not about you being happy. It's about you collecting a check.
How dare you?
Now, when I say yell, I'm talking about the type of screaming that the neighbors can hear three houses down. I do not bet very often, but I would like to think if someone were to actually take bets on whether or not he was also violent, you'd probably get 50-1 odds. 50 that he was, 1 that he was not.
More than likely, he was violent.
That's the kind of rage I'm talking about.
I'm a peaceful drunk myself.
And it takes a special kind of stupid to deliberately instigate that kind of rage.
Yes.
Let alone find it attractive and procreate with it. But you're still the victim, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
He's a loser, he's it, he's that, and who would fucking procreate with someone like that? Oh, a stupid woman, got it.
Because you always trust a woman's intuition as long as there's a penis attached to it. So stupid. So stupid.
Woman's intuition, one of the biggest societal myths that we've ever heard about. His anger was justified toward my mother, but he failed to take constructive action to fix the problems he was having with my mother. Their fighting decimated our family unit. I have not seen my older sister in 20 years, who ran and disappeared into another state. My younger sister has 2 children with 2 different fathers and is now married to a woman.
Wow.
And this is what happens when you grow up in dysfunction. It feels normal to you, as screwed up as that is.
Yes, yes, you are absolutely correct.
If you want to know why your relationships are failing, look to your example.
Dysfunction Junction.
What's your function?
My father left us when I was around 11, maybe as young as 9, because my mother told him not to come back home. Yeah, but you know, she's still a victim, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's be honest. Your father's not a victim either. Your father's an idiot. He's a rageaholic who married a cheating, betraying bitch.
What could go wrong?
And she married a rageaholic who, you know, wouldn't hesitate to pound her face into oblivion like a gorilla trying to snatch the last banana away from an invading chimp. Like, come on.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to say he was justified if he beat her.
No.
But I understand.
She was too busy beating off other dudes.
Yep.
Probably in their marital bed. Ignore the stains, honey. I just forgot to wash.
That's right. I spilled some yogurt. Ugh.
Yes. How about some cream filling directly from the tap? Snot pocket dripping.
That's just nasty.
Yeah, it is. I'm just saying that, like, you should never beat your woman. But if you are sampling Baker's Square from the snot rocket, which is blowjob by proxy, I understand.
Things happen.
Once my boyfriend was asleep, so I wanted to go fuck my ex real quick. So I drove down to the gas station, let him cream pie me, and then I came home to sneak into bed. My boyfriend woke up and then wanted to fuck me, and he started eating me out and told me how good my pussy tastes, and he's eating my ex's cum out of me, and I never told him.
Stop it, man. You're gonna make me vomit,
never
man.
Tell him.
Yeah, that stuff never happens. Just saying, you get 50-1 odds on an ass beating for that.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with me. Maybe there's something wrong with the universe.
I lived without any type of male influence all the way through school.
Same here. Same here.
During these important formative years, I was a straight C student, a loner, did not learn how to be competitive or take risks. I mostly played video games and got fat. I never got into trouble, but in hindsight, that was probably a bad thing. If I had, maybe someone would have known something was wrong. That's where Sensei came into your life, right?
Yeah, when I was about 8 years old, I met, he moved in across the street. He had two sons that are, I consider my brothers today.
He saw the direction that Pop was going down as a kid of a single mom, and he just course corrected him 2 degrees.
2 degrees, that's all it took.
That's all it takes.
And then when I got into eighth grade, I just did not like what I saw in the mirror, and I decided to change it. I knew it was going to be a boatload of pain.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I did it anyway because it needed to be done.
The truth hurts, and self-reflection usually hurts.
Yes.
But they are two of the most important things that you can do as a man.
Yes.
Speak the truth and look at yourself to make sure that you are practicing what you preach.
Listen, it's very hard to speak the truth to yourself, but you have to do that as a man.
There are people out there who are phenomenal listeners, who give great advice, who have train wrecked their own lives.
Yeah.
Because it is so much easier to look outside and see solutions, but still think that your own pain is unique. Think about what you would tell somebody else doing the same shit you're doing, and then speak to it in the mirror.
That's what we do on this show.
It's one of the most important things you can do.
Because I made all these mistakes, man. I made them.
We talk about the crazy slot C. Been there, done that.
Yeah, same here.
Got the t-shirt. Had to run it through the wash because I got coom on it. I figure when a child goes through what I did, they either act out or they go into seclusion. I think seclusion is definitely worse. I lived with three women, and someone was always on their period, and drama was aplenty.
Oh, yeah.
It is the perfect environment for destroying a male's potential. And destroy my potential, it did. I tend to look at my life as a waste.
All right, you need to change that shit.
No, that's the beginning of self-reflection. Yeah. Negativity clings to you like a lint in a dryer trap. Just ask anybody who owns a business. All the positive reviews are great, but you get that one-star review one time, you're going to remember that one forever.
But here's the thing, is he is seeing the pattern and wants to change it.
Yeah.
That's important.
Changing it is painful.
And the first part is acknowledging, like, am I in a trap?
Which is also can be painful.
Yeah, I'm fucking in a trap.
Yeah. Realizing that what feels normal to you is actually a trap that will inhibit your growth, your soul, your forward momentum, everything. That sucks.
Oh my God, yeah, it does.
I can remember during my grade school years, and even within my adult working life, a teacher or coworker would ask a group of us if anyone had ideas or knew the solution to a problem. On countless occasions, I would almost immediately know the answer or would have a good possible solution, but I would never speak up because I was timid. I played everything safe, never let anyone get close to me, and had an abysmal childhood which set me up for failure later.
Dude, that sucks, man. I'm sorry about that.
It reminds me of the last Ride and Roast that we did. And the dude was talking about how if you asked questions that the teachers didn't know the answer to, if you just saw a fight, but one of the people fighting had enough melanin in their skin, you got punched.
Yeah.
This is how you keep people from speaking their minds. You browbeat them into complacency with a world that wants to see them crushed under its thumb. It's bad, right?
It's bad.
No shit.
In my early 20s, I worked a bunch of dead-end retail jobs, pursuing a useless associate's degree, thinking it might improve my condition. What a joke college has become. Amen.
Amen. Two-thirds of it is completely useless.
I attempted to date, but failed because I did not have money, was not above 6 feet tall, nor did I even know how to talk to women.
That sounds like a personal problem.
There are genuine short kings out there who have punched way above their weight.
You're not out of the fight if you're not the right height.
That's right.
Now, listen, I'm out of the fight because I'm done, but I've had lots of women like, yeah, you're not 6 feet tall. And I'm like, okay, let's move on.
I'm just saying.
Fuck them.
Confidence and a good sense of humor makes up for a lot.
And almost
just all. Like for a woman who might be a little on the full German side, a woman who can cook, is respectful, and has cool points makes up for a lot.
Yes, it does.
Remember, dudes, it's always easier to blame than it is to look at yourself in the mirror and wonder what you could do differently.
Yes.
Feminism has turned this into a sport.
It's an art.
Yeah. Men are not immune to it.
Yes.
All right? You can't blame everything on your height, just like women can't blame everything on their ovaries. Take control. Yeah, because if you blame, that's the antidote to growth. This also caused me a great deal of depression and heartache. You see, before my parents started having problems, my father was kind of a simp. I can't imagine why you would think he was a simp, because he went for your mom.
Simpany.
Alcoholic, narcissist, cheater, beater, pumpkin eater.
What are you going to do?
Penis eater, I should say.
Simpany.
It's a symphony of teeth and fingernails on a chalkboard. Beethoven's Ninth Symphony.
It's a guy with only nine fingers.
Goonlight Sonata. He would tell me how important it was to take care of a woman and love her and be a provider for a family. All that is true.
That is true.
In his defense, though, he also said that a man should be treated like a king in his home, so take that for what it's worth. That is also true.
Yes.
If you are going to provide for a woman and endure the hells that is the real world every single day so that she doesn't have to, that's what you are owed in return.
Yeah, a little bit of fucking gratitude goes a long way.
Yes. Women who think that just because a man is an adult and, you know, he works for a living, that he should have to prepare all of his own meals while she sits on her ass at home and can't even be bothered to dust a simple picture frame, you ladies can suck my diaka. Because that's all you're good at. And you won't even do that for him.
No. After about 2.5 years, they only shut the spigot off to the sex because, you know, they don't feel it anymore.
So glad mine didn't. I'm just saying. Because she knows what would have happened if she did.
You get thrown over the fucking wall on a catapult.
Over the wall like a bag of poop. It would have just been gone. Because, let's be honest, sex is part of showing your man love and respect.
Yes.
Pure and simple. If you don't like that, don't accept the job.
Yep. There's plenty of room on box one to Catland.
Stop. Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square.
Add on top of that all the blue pill influence of living with three women and you end up with a blue pill sucker. I choked down so many blue pills that even to this day I have to constantly inoculate myself with RP content to stave off the desire for a woman. It has been a real challenge. Let's be honest, you're biologically hardwired to need that.
Yes, you are. Look, man, I grew up in a single mother home. Yep. I had a sister in the house. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You lived with women who played favorites and played it fast and loose with a meat tenderizer.
Yeah, well, the thing is like the minute the masculine traits come out, they always try to shame you into complacency. Don't fall for that shit. You're a man, be proud of it. That's the way it works.
Literally the first time. Any woman that you know, be it mother, senator, nun, sister, girlfriend, whatever, pull the blame and shame game just because there's a penis in the room, you nip that shit in the bud or it's going to keep happening.
Yeah. You know, if shit goes down and they become incapacitated in said building, who are they going to look at to carry their fat asses out into the lot for the firefighters to deal with?
Amen to that.
They're going to look for the dudes to do that.
What's the situation?
There are three fat women in the building who want help from someone who looks like them. Can you save them?
No. But I can get offended about it and complain.
Thank God you're here.
Anyway, back to my 20s. Mm-hmm. When my associate's degree failed to help me get a job, I decided to go back for another useless business degree. By the time I got the second degree, I'm in my late 20s with no wealth, no real skills, and I'm in poor health. All while working dead-end retail or food service jobs. I was beyond miserable. I never attempted self-deletion, but I frequently asked myself what I was living for and never had a good answer. That's that first step down the road to taking the permanent solution.
Yeah, he should have got into the trades.
Colleges for, I don't even know who it's for anymore, to be honest. It seems to be for women looking for diaka, and even then, they're never going to be happy because they're going to see themselves on the same level as every dude they went to school with. They're deliberately shanking their own fucking dating pool in the kidneys, and then they're wondering why it's bleeding out.
Are you stupid or something?
But then again, we have to remember that this is the same group of modern women who conducted a worldwide witch hunt against flirting, forgot about it, and now they're wondering why men don't want to approach them anymore.
It's not that men aren't approaching. Men have quit.
Yes.
There are bars and nightclubs and wedding venues going out of business because men are like saying, this is not worth it. What is in it for me?
You fired the last generation of dudes who did the job.
Yeah.
So the new generation is quitting while they're ahead. You did this to yourselves.
I don't blame them. And I am not going to try to talk them back onto the reservation. I'm not doing that. No. I'm the guy talking them off the reservation.
And the reason it's bad is because we genuinely need families in this country.
Yeah, we do. But in good conscience, I cannot recommend something that's going to kill a man.
That's why I'm here to balance things out. And I tell you, if you had a dysfunctional past and your relationships are dysfunctional, okay, you need to figure that shit out. Because otherwise, you're just going to continue that cycle.
That's right.
You cannot just acknowledge something and then move on. There's work to be done.
So what we have here is I'm 100% anti-marriage, and he is for marriage, but with the right people.
It has to be with the right people.
And the right
mindset. Choosing a wife is the single most important choice as a man you will ever make.
Absolutely. That's why you never shake the hoard tree and expect a wife to fall out of it.
Damn right. It sucks.
It's true, though.
Sucks. Sucks harder than a black hole made of modern women. It's the singularity of suck, and it won't even swallow.
That's disgusting!
My misery was compounded by the fact that I was just not relying on my degrees to get a job. I was also applying for multiple apprenticeships in the trades, but never got any callbacks. So he actually was smart enough in that regard. I tried getting into construction, plumbing, electrical, but not one callback. That's odd by itself.
Well, here's the thing. If you want to get called back for that, you got to have a little bit of trade school at the community college now. Or if you come out of the military, you go to the top of the list on a lot of those apprenticeships.
And then you also have to consider this as well. If you are white,
yeah,
you're going to be at the bottom of the pile.
Correct.
It's all that privilege that I hear so much about. I changed my resume multiple times, applied in person, nothing. To this day, I don't know what I could have done differently. You could have been black.
Yeah, that's about it.
And a woman.
Yes.
The only thing I can think of is they wanted younger guys. I mean, I was still in my mid to late 20s, but no, I got the impression they wanted guys who were even younger for those apprenticeships.
No, that's bullshit.
No, it's not that.
That's bullshit.
A lot of them have quotas. They don't openly admit it. Well, they do now. Mm-hmm. But back in the day when you were doing this stuff, they didn't admit it. It was just silently agreed upon.
Correct.
People behind the scenes, HR, mostly run by women, shocker, they all put this shit into practice because it was important to have diversity. Not of thought, just of skin color. Because, you know, that's real diversity, right?
Yep.
Right? It also does not help. Louisiana is a good old boy state and nepotism is rampant, even for dead-end retail jobs. It's insane.
I get it. That's absolutely correct.
It is, yeah.
That's why you get, it's called networking. You go out and network, make friends with somebody. A lot of people get good jobs that way, and it sucks, but that's just the way it is.
It's who you know and who you blow.
Welcome.
I just realized I forgot to mention that I lived with my mother the whole time, who frequently tried to steal from me.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Mother's a druggie, huh? I tried to move out, but the apartments in my area required you to earn 3 times the rent in monthly income, which I did not, and I had no friends to share a rent with. My misery continued until just 5 years ago when I landed a job in the petrochemical field. The only reason I got this job is because turnover is high, and I knew the hiring manager was desperate for employees.
There you go.
You know, sometimes it just takes persistence and a little time, but
right place, right time.
I make a livable wage for the area I live in now, which has allowed me to get away from my mother. Thank God for that, brother. You need to get away from that woman. Toxicity eventually leaks into the underground water. Don't forget that.
And if he's working for an oil company, take the time to actually take courses to make yourself even more valued to your industry.
Make yourself indispensable.
That's
and
right.
You will get rewarded for it, no matter your skin color.
And listen, if you're really good at what you do, people will know. And even if you lose that job, there will be somebody else going, oh shit, we'll hire you.
My life could have been different. A little male influence in my formative years would have been invaluable.
Oh yeah.
I do not know where it came from, but I have always had a strange effect on people. In times of stress or uncertainty, people seem to find my presence comforting. Oftentimes when things at work would get extra busy or when tempers between people would flare, I maintain composure. Even under some of the most outrageous circumstances, I maintain composure. I guess I did a 180 from my father. That happens.
Yeah.
Some people go the opposite direction of the environment that they lived in, at least in some ways. part of you, you know, wanting to blame certain things on physical attributes that you can't change, and part of the people having comfort level around you, ironically enough, is from being raised around women. Because women will lie through their teeth just to go along to get along.
Oh, yeah.
And they will pass that along to their offspring.
Yes.
So some of those attributes will rub off because, let's be honest, even though she's crazy, even though she's a druggie, a drinker, she beat the shit out of you and she cheats on everything with a diaka as soon as another swinging one comes along, the reason why she's able to do that so successfully is because she has a gift for making people feel comfortable with her.
I mean, if this man actually is one of those people, where, I mean, I'd kind of do the same thing. I've always been that guy, even in the... we're getting mortared. It's the ultimate of chaos and death. And I was always able to keep my composure.
Well, when you live your childhood in fight or flight mode,
you get used to
it. You get used to that.
Yeah.
So when the shit goes down, you're usually inordinately calm to the point where it will sometimes freak other people out.
Listen, I know it sucked in the beginning, but everything has a lesson and a purpose.
That's right.
That's a gift that you have now. Use it to your advantage.
This new generation loves to trauma brag. The one thing that they don't love to do, for some reason, is weaponize their trauma for good.
I mean, that's what I've done.
Be that guy, and you will stand taller, heads and shoulders above everyone else in your generation.
Yeah.
No matter your past.
I mean, I could have crawled into a bottle and drank myself to death.
You know. You thought about doing that several times.
Yeah, I did. But instead, I decided to use that negativity for something positive, and there's a whole lot of people breathing air now because of it.
Anger is more useful than despair.
Correct.
Terminator 3 is not a good Terminator movie, but that is a quote that I live by. I had multiple coworkers tell me that they would look to me for strength when things got tough. I even had two of them tell me they thought I was an agent of God sent to them for their benefit because seeing my composure helped them get through the difficult moments.
That's how it rolls, man. There you go.
If you can be that guy for the men in your life, if you really wanted to, you could be that dude for the women in your life.
And you could do it for yourself.
Unfortunately, because of how you were raised, you're probably going to feel... there's probably a little bit of imposter syndrome whenever women are around, and that may be one of the reasons why they don't want to talk to you. It sucks, but it is what it is.
Yeah, and women are really good at detecting desperation.
Yes.
So
yeah, they can smell that, just like we can smell too many diakas on them.
What they really love is the I don't give a fuck vibe.
Yes. They'll throw themselves at your feet with their legs in the air.
He doesn't need me. Oh, Lord. Half my vagina.
I need to make him need me.
Yeah. Half my vagina.
Ah. Shut up.
Is that an overreaction? What?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I'm a little better now because I can finally breathe a little, but the scars from my childhood are still difficult to deal with sometimes, and they will continue to be.
Yes, they will.
See, one of the things that people don't realize about therapy is that you go to therapy to get tools for how to deal with this shit on your own.
Yeah, and you'll never get cured of it. You just have to deal with it and use it positively in your life.
It's the devil and the angel on your...
Correct.
On your shoulder, okay? The devil is your childhood trying to push you in the direction of what feels comfortable for that wounded child. The angel on your shoulder is reminding you, hey, that's fucked up. And unfortunately, because of how trauma works, that devil is going to scream louder than that angel every single time. You have to be a man and exercise your selective hearing.
Yes.
Because that is one of the things that defines a modern man.
And selective execution. And selective execution.
Yes.
Do not fly off the handle because of anger or hatred. That takes you nowhere good.
Anger is more useful than despair, but only if you don't let it touch the wheel. If only they knew the emotional wreck I am when I am alone. Looking back, my potential was wasted. A fatherless childhood can destroy a man's potential. I could have been so much more with just a little bit of guidance. A little bit of male influence, a little bit of competitiveness, or a little bit of confidence. I think we were just talking about that.
Yeah, you can still do it.
You still can.
Yeah, you're not.
If
you're
dudes
not like
will
80.
Look to you, dudes are already looking to you.
Yeah.
As a model of composure, all you have to do is extrapolate that composure to the other aspects of your life.
Yes.
It doesn't just have to be when the shit goes down. You can do this.
Yeah. 100%.
My message to fathers, and this is where shit gets really somber.
All right.
Especially fathers thinking of self-deleting. save your sons. If you cannot find a reason to go on, do that. Do not let them be raised by a woman alone. Give them a male influence. Teach them stoicism, strength, confidence, and endurance. Encourage a little testosterone. Give them a little competitiveness. Everyone encourages females to succeed, from private corporations to government to our education systems and the media. Far fewer people will have your son's back. Do not abandon him by putting yourself 6 feet under. Do not tell yourself he's going to be okay without you, because there's a chance that he might not, a sizable chance. Do not underestimate your influence on his life. If you love them, save your sons.
Damn right!
Stay in the fight and live out of motherfucking spite.
A fucking man.
Listen, the ending of that one was really good, man.
Yeah.
And he is 100% correct. And we have way too many people taking the permanent solution to that temporary problem that they think they're all alone facing, and they are not. I understand there's parental alienation, there's all kinds of fucked up shit. And look, man, I came so close myself. And if it could get me, it could get anyone. It really can. I mean, I had the willpower to make it through all that shit in the military, you know, come back from being wounded, you know, with a brain injury.
Yep.
You know, fuck, that was so hard to do, because you're fixing an intangible.
That applies to all this.
Yeah.
Life is full of intangibles, because by the time something's happened, it's already over. All of us are left holding the bag to an extent.
Correct. And listen, there's a force out there hunting us men that you can't see, hear, touch, taste, or smell. And it comes as a whisper in the middle of the night. And it is killing men hand over fist. And it's been going on for decades. And guess what? When that little voice shows up, there should be a voice right next to it, which is mine, telling you to laugh it off.
Right.
Fuck that guy. He don't know you. Roll your fucking sleeves up and get ready to sling some fucking knuckles and beat some ass. Stay in the motherfucking fight. You have a lot to do. You have a lot to contribute.
If you are still sucking air, you have not lost.
That's right.
You can still win, no matter how much the odds are stacked against you. It's really easy to give up because, let's be honest, we've read all the articles on this show, the stories that you guys sent in. That is exactly what the evil cocksuckers who consider themselves the owners of this country, of this world, want.
Bolsheviks, Bolsheviks, now drink.
They want men to crawl into a hole and blame everybody else for their troubles just like women do. Why do you think they remove the male influence from the home?
They got rid of the man show, and the people who are on the man show, they corrupted to sell their fucking bullshit.
Jimmy Kimmel, at least. Adam Carolla still seems to have his head firmly on his shoulders and not up his ass.
My dad was a school teacher, and my mom received welfare and food stamps, and told me very importantly when I was young, when I asked her if she would get a job, she said, "And lose my welfare benefits? No, thank you." Which taught me a very valuable lesson, which was never to listen to my mom.
Hell to the yes.
Jimmy Kimmel, he's just a crying cuck. He is a deep state shill. He has had so many hands up its ass at this point, I'm pretty sure when he farts, it sounds like a yawn.
Propaganda sock puppet.
Yep. And a piece of shit.
Yes.
Let's be completely honest.
Yeah, let's just be honest. He's a shit bag.
But that's irrelevant. We're here to talk about this dude here. And this is some important shit.
It is.
Too many sons out there growing up without dads because a vindictive woman decided to weaponize that child's love for his father. Mm-hmm. Too many kids out there growing up without fathers because the dads are encouraged by a toxic culture to just take off, fuck bitches, get money. Because it does go both ways.
It does.
Most single mothers out there are single mothers by choice, but there are dickbags out there who just want to dump their goo and run like a Jew from the tax man, and they are just as reprehensible.
I agree. But that's just the way it goes, man.
It is the way it goes. And you know what? It shouldn't fucking have to be that way.
All right. Well, I think we're done here.
We live in an age of information where people have used that information to remain ignorant. The irony is stunning.
Yes, you are correct, fine sir. You are correct.
But with that being said, if you want to be part of this mission, if you can like and share this video, or scan the QR codes on the screen.
And subscribe.
And subscribe to help us out so that we can get messages like this out there. There are so many dudes out there who feel like their voice has been completely choked out of them by a world that just wants to crush them under the fucking wheels. You don't have to be silent just because they want you to be. In fact, that's a good reason to stand up and say, fuck it.
That's right. Hell yeah.
Don't let them get you down, because robbing a man of his motivation is robbing him of his will to live.
You can break a man,
yep,
and he'll do whatever you want, but he will do it neither fast nor well.
That's right.
Don't let him break you, man.
And remember, too, good ideas survive your corporeal body. There's a lot of people out there who are celebrating just because one dude got killed. Well, they did the same thing 2,000 years ago.
Yes, they did.
And we saw how well silencing him went for the elites. You're only limited by what you choose to think is a barrier to your own success, yeah, to your own and aspirations, your own motivation.
Yeah, all of that, I talk about that particular phenomena in my book, The Warrior's Way and the Soldier's Soul.
Now available in paperback and ebook.
Correct.
Check it out. Links are in the link tree in the Meat Gazer box. The tools are there.
Yeah.
You just got to pick them up and use them, guys.
And be aware of them.
Yeah. And not be afraid of somebody coming along and saying you're doing it wrong just because they want to keep you down.
I'll call you an istaphobe. Yeah, fuck that. That shit is not working anymore.
We're done.
We're done.
Fuck it.
100%.
Dump the weight. Like we said in the last one, right?
Yeah.
Dump the weight of lies and control over your thinking meat. All right? The truth is light as a feather.
And is a lethal weapon, too.
Pick up as much of it as you can, and it will shield you from shit like this. Might hurt, because even bulletproof vests don't absorb the momentum.
No, still break your ribs.
You still break your ribs, but you will live to fight another day.
Yes, you will. It'll hurt for 6 to 8 weeks, but you'll live.
Most of the time, what you're going to be dealing with are just verbal bullets. Take them and keep moving forward.
That's right.
And if anybody has a problem with that, fuck them.
Yeah. Eat a dick, you sons of bitches.